It's for my mic. And we're also going to have a phone in later on in the show because we've got exciting things coming up through POAC to the Panada. And that's why we have Tone and Dino here with us. Who wants to run away with what's going to happen at the Panada tomorrow night? That would be Friday the 12th. At 7 o'clock.
It is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, I know. And actually, and we'll be there in the morning too because we have a school show with Dino Light.
On that day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So Tone can just tell you a little bit about Dino Light and our school program.
Yeah, our school program. We have 427 kids coming.
What time? 10?
10 a.m.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And we have kids from Washington, Southside, Sagal, Farman Stidwell. Is that it?
Or do you have any?
There's only two. That
Hope
school.
This time?
Hope. Yes. Hope, yes. Hope is coming.
Yes. And it's just going to be filled with kids. And it's so exciting for us because that's something that we used to do a long time ago, would bus the kids in. And then for a while, we went to the schools with the artists. But then starting this year, the school district stepped up and said, we want to help you, you know, bus these kids. Because, you know, it's not just the music. It's the experience of being in the Panada Theater. And many of these students, it's their first experience at the Panada, and it's wonderful for them to be in a beautiful space like that, and it's great for the artists too to see that big audience.
I think it's great that you know, the educational component, you know, not just the performance in the evening or whatever, but I was there with the Sweet Remains. And the students there just loved them. Mm-hmm. And they came down, Sweet Remains came down off the stage and talked about harmonies and did a Crosby, Stills, and Nash song that just, if you closed your eyes, you thought it was them. Yeah.
And they talked a lot about songwriting and things like that.
Yeah, songwriting. And then students came up afterwards and had their pictures taken. And,
yeah, it's
and you
great.
Know, you never know that might be the seed.
Right.
That years later, you know, I think the educational part of what the entertainment that POAC brings is just a bonus.
Well, it's a huge part of our mission, and we every you know performing artist or group that we bring that has to have a component of it, and it is a fat. It's been this year has been one of the best ever.
Yeah.
Like even with the letters allowed, you know, some of these the kids at the Lake Pondere High School, you know, they said, okay, how many of you have ever actually written a letter? Put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and taken it to the post office. And not
maybe
that many,
three.
Yeah. I mean, not that many kids. So that was their homework, and they all did it. And you know, it was just great. Yeah.
I think in December was it Jarabe Mexicano?
Oh, that was
November.
Okay. November, yeah. And they interact with it was five from LA musicians and singers, and here they are with the kids for about 45 minutes to an hour, and they answer questions, and the last question is somebody asked the lead singer, where'd you get your shoes?
Yeah, exactly. He had these cool shoes.
Do you remember that? I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
rather
like what's
about,
important
ooh,
to these.
When you switch from an A minor to a G, how did you do
where'd
the
you
finger?
Get your shoes?
Where did you get your shoes? But I love that. Yeah, you know, I mean, the students were engaged.
Yeah. Well, and they definitely will be tomorrow because what's going to happen is it's going to be kind of a microcosm, a short, you know, excerpt of the show, the Dino Light show. And then they're going to say, well, how do you do that? Because it looks like magic. It's just something really amazing.
Can you talk more about the show? Because I think just looking at the title, Dino Light, ooh, is this disco? I mean, what is this? You know, I mean, what is it? Because I think once people
hear it.
It's not
me on a diet, that's for sure. The Dino Light. It's D-I-N-O.
I got it.
No, but, well, the company is called Lightwire, Lightwire Theater. And that's how they create the, and so Dino Light is just one of their shows.
Yeah, they have like eight different shows.
And Tone can tell you a little bit about, we saw them when we were at a conference, Arts Northwest conference, and it was really different than anything
you've
seen.
Talk more about what you see.
Yeah.
Well, they create these suits that they wear, and they're wearing all black suits, and they have these lights that they attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole theater is completely dark, which is another reason that we needed to do this outreach at the theater, because it's the only dark place we can find.
Right.
But yeah, they put these light suits on and create a story. And this one is a Jim Henson story.
Okay.
The Dynalight one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a magical, it's like, I think it's a magician, and he brings this dinosaur to life, and then the dinosaur escapes and loses his way and has to find his way back home. So it's kind of a story of coming home, exploring, and then coming back home again.
7 o'clock at the Panda tomorrow night, 6:30. I imagine that this would be a program for folks. Grab your kids, grab your grandkids, your nieces, nephews.
Absolutely.
And come on down.
And all kid tickets are only $10. Oh, so yeah. Bring all your kids.
Yes. And the young and the young at heart.
Even the ones who aren't your kids.
That's right.
Grab them, you know, in the neighborhood or what. It sounds like, you know, totally black and then the lights appear. It's got to be like...
Yeah, just it's going to be amazing.
Now, when you talk about the story, well, how long does the performance last?
It's about an hour.
Okay.
And so it's not long.
Is there a music, background music to it?
There is. Yeah. They do a lot of dancing. And
It combines. Yeah, it's really, it combines light, technology, and music is what I could say. And so it's just like, it's really quite amazing. And they actually were finalists on America's Got Talent.
Oh, really?
Yes. And let me see, I never thought I would actually quote Howard Stern in a press release, but he said, "You're everything that makes America great." And they also were the winner of True TV's Fake Off. So they kind of combine theater technology.
True TV Fake Off.
Yeah, I guess that was some sort of a competition or a show.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, so they bring these stories to life in complete darkness. And it's just been internationally recognized for its signature brand of electroluminescent artistry. And Rolling Stone actually reviewed it and said that it was just absolutely incredible. So,
well, if the Rolling Stone puts its stamp of approval, where are they located out of? Do you know where?
Actually, New Orleans. They travel all over the world, but they are based out.
Their home base out of the
New Orleans. Yes.
So, how many people will be on stage with the dinosaurs? And do you know it? Like, is it a half dozen?
I think there's five of them.
Five. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right.
And they're all lit up on the stage, moving around.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And packing them up, their suits are pretty easy. You know, like it's not like you're bringing all your musical instruments or things like that. They fold up and put in a bag and
they're off to their next thing.
Yeah. It's very, very, it's going to be really unlike something you've ever seen.
I don't think
before.
You've ever brought in, POEC has ever brought in anything like this before.
No.
And it was really something that, you know, at the conference even too, you don't get jaded, but you see a lot of the same genres of things, you know, during these conferences. But this was like no one had ever seen anything like it. And it was these two guys that got together and kind of discovered their love of the technology. And I think they were in a show on Broadway. They were dancers in a show. And then they kind of just started talking about their different, technological interests and this and that. And so then they created this, and their wives are involved in it too. So it's kind of a family affair.
Jack, is this... food for James?
That's my question. Is there a young end of the age spectrum that you think is too young for this show?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so either. I mean, an infant probably wouldn't be as...
Sure.
But I think it would keep a two-year-old's interest.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Because it's very visually mesmerizing. And so even if you couldn't follow the storyline, you know, it's like...
Oh, just visually.
With the music and the lights.
Yeah, and it's like that fusion of puppetry, cutting-edge technology, music, dance. I mean, I just think it'll be really cute.
Is this sort of like in the genre of, what, the Blue Men?
Mm.
You know what I'm thinking of? You know, visually on stage, you know, with lights and...
I don't know. I'm not as familiar with that show, but
I'm not either. But I'm just thinking in terms of this is, you know, a story visually, but told in a different way. Yep. And I'm thinking, you know, all age groups. You know, if you're thinking about a 2 or a 3 year old, they're sitting with their parents or their grandparents or, you know, familiar people around them. And what a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be it's definitely going to be fun. And I misspoke. It wasn't a magician. It's a famous scientist with magical powers who brings the friendly dinosaur to life.
So he's kind of a magician.
He is kind of a magician. I guess powers. So, yeah. And then the dinosaur wanders away from home, and he discovers a wonderful world full of creatures that light up in the darkness help him find the true meaning of love.
Oh.
So it's a sweet story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. James.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's going to, he's probably listening right now. Yes.
Yeah, probably, mm-hmm. Pulling on the apron strings of Annie saying, mm-hmm. well, I want to go,
Sounds like fun. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think that could be very cool. We're talking to Dino Wall and Tone Lund. I should have said Tone Lund and Dino Wall about Dino Light.
That's right.
Yeah. It's not Tone Light.
Tone Light. Tone Loke. Tone Light. What?
Yeah. Which is a presentation by Lightwire Theater, and that is tomorrow night at the Panetta Theater, brought to you by POAC, the Pondere Arts Council.
And you can check out the video on our website if anybody wants to mm-hmm. see it. I do have it on the artinsandpoint.org. Just click Dino Light, and there's a little video that kind of shows you.
Or you can go to the Panetta website. That's how I saw that little video.
Oh, yeah, you guys have it on yours, too.
And mm-hmm. and it's excellent. And the doors open at 6:30.
Yes.
Yep. And tickets are available for the performance at 7 o'clock. If you don't have tickets, you can just go.
Yeah, the box office will open at 6, too, if you want to pop down a little early mm-hmm. and grab your tickets.
Well,
yeah.
It seems like the weather would be, get your ticket and then go for a walk downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. Get some ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Or you could also come by the gallery either today or tomorrow from 10 to 5.
Yeah.
The gallery is, the new POAC gallery. And if you haven't been in there yet, it's a fantastic space.
Location, where?
It's at 313 North 2nd Avenue, right across the street from Jalapenos.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Should we play a song and then we can talk more about POAC and what's coming up on their neat agenda? And then, of course, we should have.
Let's give away some tickets.
Mm-hmm. We have tickets.
Here's what. Let's do it this way. This is a song that was recorded or released on this date, April the 11th in 1966. And I'm not going to say the name of it. It's not a toughie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Should we do the singer?
Ooh. Yeah, do the singer.
Okay.
That makes
sense.
If
you can name the singer, we've got two tickets.
Four.
Four mm-hmm. tickets.
Four tickets.
Take the whole family.
The whole fam can come.
Okay, four tickets. Name the singer. And even if you get it wrong, we'll probably give it to you. And the number is 208-265-2992. And the first caller that gets the singer's name correctly will receive four tickets to Dino Light. As soon as the song plays, is the phone on?
Phone is on.
Okay.
Phone is on. The bat phone is ready.
208-265-2992. Hit it, Jack.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love?
That was, of course, Frank Sinatra, Strangers in the Night. And on this date, April the 11th, he recorded Strangers in the Night, which became a number one song. Song of the year, male performance of the year, back, just all sorts of kudos for that song. And we did have a winner, but we have three more here. The person only wanted one.
That's right.
We can do four for the next caller.
Okay, we
right tone?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you can bring the fan.
We're going to play another song in about 10-15 minutes and we'll give away tickets mm-hmm. then. So think about it.
Somebody was calling. I could hear I missed the
Yeah,
the
so
second
call back.
Call.
So try, call, try call, again. Call us back. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. what else is happening with POAC?
Well, right now we have our found fragments from our first Friday reception last week. It's called Found Fragments. And so it's
Is
a collage.
Is that left over from the hors d'oeuvres or something?
It's an assemblage show.
Okay.
So
collages and assemblage. Collages,
yes.
And mixed media?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And cool.
And it's pretty awesome.
It's really cool.
It's fun to go in there and see the gallery just all full of these things. Judy and Daryl Baird have one entire wall of stuff that they had done. But we also have Molly Gentry, Audrey Mitchell or Milch, and Teresa Rancourt are all have artwork in there right now.
And one can go over there on tomorrow before you attend the Dino Light.
You could.
Yes, come check it out.
Come check it out.
It'll be up all month.
What are the hours tomorrow?
From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Across from Jalapenos. Yes.
And we're open on Saturdays, too, the gallery.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, our board members are coming in on Saturdays and working.
Yeah, so. we and that's fun. That's been fun for me when I've done it, and it's great. And people come in and browse and they buy things. And we have some permanent collections there, too, of things like jewelry and candles and some things.
Lots of good Mother's Day gifts, too, if you're out
and
looking
also
for Mother's Day stuff.
Note cards from, you know, local artists and prints and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure that as the weather gets nicer and once we get farmers market going, there'll be more foot activity downtown.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure, and we've had really great success with these first Fridays. I mean, the gallery's just packed. And
okay, more about the first Fridays. Yeah. You mentioned Saturdays you're open.
Yes, but the first Friday of every month we change out the show, so it's a new show.
Ah,
and then we have a reception that night from 5 to 7, and with wine and people come in and just it's great conversation and looking at art and we've been doing it since December.
December 1st.
Yes,
so the Fragments will exit with the first Friday.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And any preview for what's coming in?
The next show. Let me think about it for a second.
Is it sculpture? Is it sculpture? Is it
no? It's
May 3rd.
I'm more on the performing arts side, as you can tell. But I have gone to all of these receptions, and they are fabulous.
And you're a Saturday person, too.
Yeah, that's right. No, but I've been to the first Fridays. They're great. Yeah, it's
good. Okay, we have about 150, 200 people that come in during that time. So.
How wonderful.
Yeah, and it's great. So then people's awareness has gone up that we're there. And,
exactly. So talk about what's going to happen on May 9th.
Oh, well, May 10th. Tell you what's happening on May 10th. But May 9th, you are going to be getting ready for Tian Shea. Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, and she will be doing, she's a pianist. She's a concert pianist, world renowned. She's been here to Sandpoint three times. She played at the festival twice with the Spokane Symphony.
And she's, Sunday thing.
At the grand finale. And then she's also been, Poak brought her maybe 15 years ago or so. And she's just a really dynamic performer, but she's also really wonderful in the way she interacts with the audience and describes the lives of the composers and the compositions themselves. And so she was originally supposed to be here on Valentine's Day, and then she had a family issue. And so we were like, yay, we rebooked her for another special day, which is about love, which is Mom's Day. So it's going to be the Friday right before Mother's Day. So it's perfect, you know, thing to do.
And we'll be talking more about that as we move towards that. So it sounds like Poak is busy, busy, busy.
Yes, always busy.
Well, and on the educational component on Tien's show is going to be a master class at the Music Conservatory. So it's nice when we can work collaboratively with them as well. So
you bet.
They'll have some of their students who are really going to be in for a treat to have their pieces and critiqued by her and have her help them make them even better. So that's going to be great. So
May 3rd is First Friday.
Yes.
The changing of the show. Mm-hmm. And then on May 10th is the performance in Poak.
Yes,
Tian Shea. What else is coming up on the agenda that we should just put on our radar?
Well, in June is Art Walk. June 14th is the opening reception for Art Walk, and that'll be from 5 to 7. We'll have maps at the Poak office, but it usually involves about 30 businesses downtown that all have artwork.
So that's taking shape. That's taking shape right now.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Pull it all together.
That's such a fun time seeing everybody just perusing the streets and going into all these different businesses that are galleries, you know, for the summer. And it's great.
Yeah. And then, that goes all summer till Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. And then we have Arts and Crafts Fair in August. And
the artist studio tour on Labor Day weekend.
So is the pianist the last of the performing arts series?
Yes. And we'll announce, we have next year's season completely booked. It's going to be another great season running September through April. And we will announce that at Art Walk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but before we jump the gun on next season, tomorrow night at the Panada at 7 o'clock, Dino Light. And it is, I want to say multimedia, but it's not. It's
kind of, I guess, it's, right?
It's visual, it's storytelling, it's audio.
It's a fusion. It's a really unique fusion of technology and dance and music and storytelling.
And no words.
Puppetry, kind of. And puppetry.
And go to POAC's website or Panada's website where there's a video clip, and it'll give you a beautiful idea of what it is. And grab everyone and come down.
Yeah.
And artinsandpoint.org. Artinsandpoint.org.
Oh, that's right. I keep on wanting putting POAC in your email address and your
in our website. Yeah,
website. Yeah, but it's not. It's Art in Sandpoint, all crammed together.
Art in seven. Yeah, because POAC, for those who don't know, the acronym stands for Pondere Arts Council. So,
and how many people know how to spell council or
Pondere?
Pondere. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know when the founders, because I mean, Pondere Arts Council has been around for almost 50 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they didn't call it the Sandpoint Arts Council, but Pondere makes us unique. It's what makes this place special. So I don't blame them, but it is hard for people to spell, especially people from out of town, like people who are coming visiting artists. I mean, they have no idea how to spell it.
So we Pondoreal?
Pondorelia.
And the fingers on the typewriter or the keyboard.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You,
so we just say, just call, just POAC. It makes it easier.
Exactly.
Yeah. POAC.org takes you to the Pony of the Americas Club.
Okay. No, don't go there. Ponies of the America.
That's right. It's the official breed website of the American Pony.
There you go. There it is. I'm looking at it right now. It's a versatile family breed.
What a hoot.
Yeah, so maybe don't go to POAC.org.
Maybe we should have people paint them, and we'll have a POAC show.
There you go.
Just for them.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, that's a very good idea. We're going to have to come revisit that, the POAC collaboration. But we do have more tickets to give away to this to the Lightwire Theater.
Yes.
Should we?
Yeah. Okay.
Call in families.
Okay. And whoever was calling previously, let's just take the first phone call rather than identifying. It was also on this date, April the 11th in 1966, that Buffalo Springfield first appeared at the Troubadour in L.A. And this is probably their most famous musical offering, for what it's worth. And we'll take a phone call at 208-265-2992. Give a call, and we'll pick up the phone. And if you're the first person calling in that we picked up the phone for, you get tickets for Dino Light tomorrow night.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Buffalo Springfield with For What It's Worth. Certainly their biggest hit. Their only hit, would we say? I know a few other songs, but I don't know if they ever hit the charts with any of them.
I don't think they did, but of course, you know, Stephen Stills and Rich Furay and Neil Young, you know, they all went off and did incredible things in other careers.
We do still have tickets to give away. I don't know how we're going to manage that, but if anybody wants tickets, stay tuned to this program, and we may be able to figure out a way of giving them away. We're talking with POAC, the Pondere Arts Council, not the Pony of the Americas Club.
That's crazy. I wonder how many people have gone to that and been like, what?
Dino Wall and Tone Lund are here. The show coming up tomorrow is Dino Light by the Lightwire Theater. And by the way, Fake Off, they won Fake Off. They did not just appear on Fake Off.
Yes. On the True TV?
Yes. And apparently this was a reality TV show where the performers had to recreate and reimagine moments from pop culture in spectacular 90-second routines.
Ooh.
And they won the big grand prize.
Yeah, and they were semi-finalists on the America's Got Talent NBC show.
Pretty cool.
So they definitely like wow their audiences.
Tomorrow night at the Panada Theater at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30, and the box office opens at 6.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you say there's no words?
There's no words.
It's just
dance. They're just telling dance. The story.
That's cool.
And music, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there a voiceover?
I think there wasn't in the one we saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was trying to recall, and you know, it's weird when you realize you don't remember it. That means that it somehow the story came through,
it worked,
yeah. And yet you can't remember. Like, was there words or not? You know, it's like we were both trying to remember that but yeah. We don't think so. We think that it's just the narration of the story itself. It's obvious what the storyline is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's at the Panada, and we love being at the Panada, by the way. Jim, I know how involved you are there, and just it's we really love that's our performing arts home.
Yeah.
We certainly appreciate POAC's contributions to the quality of life, artistic life here in North Idaho, and we're glad that
we can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what everyone does, what mm-hmm. he or she can.
Mm-hmm.
And so tomorrow night, grab your relatives, grab just kids in the block, and bring yourself down to the Panada.
And there's concessions, you know, there's always the popcorn, the wonderful popcorn, and all the, mm-hmm. you know, treats, and there's beer and wine, there's all sorts of stuff.
It's, as they say, it's the community's living room.
It is. It truly is.
Anything else in closing before we send you into this lovely day?
Well, we hope we see you next month, too. We hope we see you on March 3rd at the First Friday.
First Friday.
At the new gallery.
May.
Oh, what am I talking about?
We're not going backwards.
No, I can't go backwards. We can't. And then May 10th for Tian Shea, the concert pianist, at the Panada, too, for the Mother's Day weekend.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank both of you for coming in. Do we have a music song to play?
I could come up with something.
Why don't you come up with, as we say goodbye to Tone Lund and Dino Wright? Dino Wright.
Dino Light. Dino's right. Dino Light.
I'm getting so confused with Dino Wright. When you said Dino Light, to be honest, I didn't think of that before.
I know. I was kind of like, I like the show, not just because it's Dino Light, but it's...
I honestly believe she does like it. Because
I do like it. But it's spelled wrong. It should be D-Y.
There you go. It's D-I-N-O.
Yeah, it is D-I-N-O.
Because it's dinosaur.
Because it's a dinosaur, yes.
Thank you so
all right.
very much for coming in, and have a good weekend, and keep in touch.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow night at the Panada.
Should we play Jerry Jeff Walker's singing the dinosaur blues?
Or Jerry Jeff Walker is always worth it.
Okay, that's what we'll play.
I don't think I've ever heard it, but let's do it.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Otherwise, there's Lost All Day by Dinosaur Jr.
No,
remember Dinosaur Jr.?
I sure do. Come and go.
Okay, we'll play Jerry Jeff, the dinosaur blues, and you are listening to 88.5 KRFY.
And if you want to call in for the tickets.
Go ahead.
Do it.
265-2992.